Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 24, the verses 1 to 14. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 24, the verses 1 to 14. Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. "Do you see all these things?" he asked. "Truly I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am the Messiah,' and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." My theme for reflection is proclaiming the good news in a troubled world. Proclaiming the good news in a troubled world. Advent is a season of anticipation, a time to reflect on Christ's first coming and to await his return. But as we wait, the world around us often feels overwhelming, chaotic, and uncertain. Wars rage, disasters strike, and injustices persist. In Matthew 24, Jesus speaks of a similar reality, prophesying the destruction of the temple and a future marked by tribulation, false prophets, and global turmoil. It is a sobering picture of a world in crisis. Yet in the midst of this bleak prophecy, Jesus offers a radiant promise. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Here lies the heart of Advent hope. Even in a broken world, the good news of God's kingdom is advancing, bringing light into the darkness. As Jesus describes the signs of the end times, wars, earthquakes, and persecution, his disciples are eager to know when these things will happen. But Jesus redirects their focus. Instead of providing a timeline, he emphasizes the nature of God's kingdom. It is not a political or social reform, but a spiritual kingdom, one that transforms hearts and reconciles people to God. The kingdom of God stands in stark contrast to the kingdoms of the world. It is not achieved through human effort or moral reform, but through the person and work of Jesus Christ. He declares, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved." John 10:9. The way to the kingdom is narrow and impossible in our own strength. Yet Jesus, through his incarnation, life, death, and resurrection, has opened the door for all who come to him. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "The coming of God is not only a message of joy, but also a message of judgment, but above all, it is the message of redemption. Advent reminds us that Christ's kingdom has come and is still coming. His first coming brought salvation. His second will bring the fullness of his reign. In a world marked by turmoil, the proclamation of the gospel is a beacon of hope. Jesus does not promise an end to suffering in this age, but assures us that the gospel would reach all nations before the end comes. This mission is at the center of our calling as Christians, to share the good news of salvation through Christ with a world desperate for hope. But what is this gospel of the kingdom? It is the message that Christ has done what no one else could do. He has reconciled us to God. The eternal Son of God entered our world, took on flesh and bore the weight of sin and death. By his death and resurrection, he opened the way for us to become children of God and citizens of his kingdom. This is the good news that shines in the darkness. Christ conquered sin and death, giving us freedom and hope. His kingdom is unshakable, unlike the fragile kingdoms of this world. He is with us now through his Spirit and will return to make all things new. In this Advent season, as we look at the turmoil in the world and the challenges in our own lives, we can cling to the hope that Christ's kingdom is advancing and that his promises are sure. As we await the fulfillment of God's kingdom, Jesus calls us to live as citizens of that kingdom now. What does this look like? Firstly, proclaiming the gospel. Secondly, enduring in faith. And thirdly, living with expectation. My dear friends, in our time, we see the signs of a world in need, natural disasters, wars, and spiritual emptiness. Yet the gospel continues to spread, reaching hearts and nations with its message of redemption. Advent challenges us to join in this mission, living as agents of God's kingdom and sharing the hope we have in Christ. As we light the candles of Advent, let each flame remind us that Christ is the light of the world, shining in the darkness and calling all people to himself. The end will come, but until that day, we are called to proclaim his kingdom with urgency, faithfulness, and love. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does the promise of Christ's kingdom give you hope amid the challenges of today's world? Number two, in what ways can you participate in proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom during this Advent season? Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world and the hope of all nations. In this season of Advent, as we look to your coming, help us to live as citizens of your kingdom. Strengthen our faith as we face the challenges of this life and equip us to proclaim your good news with boldness and love. Thank you for opening the door to the kingdom through your life, death, and resurrection. May we rest in your presence, trust in your promises, and eagerly await the day when your glory fills the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.